So you want to get to I-5, huh?
Ever get lost?
Well, go down this road a piece and turn right. Shouldn't matter where. It's all open field.
If you're looking for heaven, Jesus said he came from heaven.
Next, I think you turn right at a filling station.
For directions to heaven, who are you listening to? Someone who thinks they know the way?
Then I think there's a farm or something.
Or someone who's been there.
A reminder about your eternity from Fortress Church. In England in the 1800s, a man named Richard McClure was being tortured for his faith in God. He declared his uncompromising convictions on the Word of God. He was told that if he did not renounce his faith in God, he would be killed. Richard said the following words, "That what I said with my lips, I will seal with my blood." I like what Howard Hendricks once said. Let me give you his quote. "A belief is something you will argue about, but a conviction is something that you will die for."
Welcome to Rising Higher, the radio ministry sponsored by Fortress Church in San Antonio, Texas. We are located at 7760 Prue Road, between Bandera Road and Babcock Road. We meet for worship on Sundays at 9:15 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. We invite you to visit our website at www.fortresschurch.org. At Fortress Church, we are all about loving God and loving people. Join us here on KDRI every Monday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. and on Saturday mornings at 8:30 a.m. And now, here's your host for Rising Higher, Pastor Randy Garcia.
Well, it happened in 1971. 30 people were gathered together to worship the Lord God Almighty in an underground church in the Soviet Union. The doors in the back of this underground church burst open, and four Soviet soldiers interrupted their worship with these cries, "Deny Christ or die." As they pointed their rifles, they shouted, "You have 1 minute to walk out of here and live, but in doing so, you would be denying Jesus Christ as Lord. If you choose to serve the Lord, you must stay and face the consequences." Beginning with one of the deacons of this underground church, most began to walk out of the door. And 60 seconds later, only three people remained in that underground church. And they just said, "We will never deny Jesus Christ." What gave these individuals the courage to stand up for their convictions? They knew that their faith in God was just not just about beliefs, but it was about convictions. Thank you for tuning in to Rising Higher today. And we're launching a brand new little series here this week and next week called Take the Journey. Take the Journey. Today we're going to look at the journey to go from beliefs to convictions. Yeah, we're going to talk about convictions. I want to start off by reading some words of Jesus. It's recorded in John chapter 16, beginning with verse number 5. And then we're going to develop this because some people have beliefs, and that's great. But can we take the journey from beliefs and have convictions? Here's what Jesus said. Once again, John 16, 5. "Now I am going to ask him who sent you, yet none of you ask me, 'Where are you going?' Because I have said these things, you are filled with grief. But I tell you the truth. It is good for you to know that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Counselor, capital C, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. In regard to sin, because men do not believe in me. In regard to righteousness, because I am going to the Father where you can see me no longer. In regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned." And then verse 12 here in John 16, Jesus says, "I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will only speak what he hears, and he will tell you what is to come." You see, I read you that because there's some people who do not place themselves under the conviction of the Holy Spirit. So I want to talk about that. Take the journey. Are you willing to take the journey? In this case, today, we're going to talk about the journey from beliefs to convictions. Now, let me give you my my definition of core values, and sometimes you can correlate that to the word convictions. Here it is. Convictions, core values, are biblical standards that dictate our lifestyle based on our faith in the Son of God, our devotion to the Word of God, and our dependence on the Spirit of God. Convictions are so vitally important. So as we take this journey from beliefs to conviction, let's take a look at this. What does this journey look like? What does that road look like? Well, first of all, the road to convictions is based on your faith in the Son of God. You see, that's where it all begins, placing your faith in God. Many people claim to be Christian, but their actions show otherwise. I've heard some people say, I'm a Christian, but yet they live a homosexual lifestyle. What? Yeah, well, the Bible says that if you choose that lifestyle, it's sin. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. So it's one thing to say, oh, I believe in God, but does your life dictate the convictions that are in the Word of God? Many people claim to believe, but they don't always have convictions. We must take this journey from beliefs to convictions. You must be careful about what people say they believe. Like if we were to study the cults. For example, Mormons call themselves Christians, yet they believe that Jesus was created as a spirit child as a result of the union between God the Father and the Mother of Heaven. Where do they get that from? I don't know where they get that from. Oh, they also believe that there are many gods. Yeah, the Jehovah's Witnesses, they consider themselves Christian, but yet they believe that Michael, the archangel, actually became Jesus. Yeah, plus they believe that Jesus already returned to earth in the year 1914. What I'm saying is, be careful where you place your faith. Do you know the truth? Do you know what you believe? Many people put their faith in certain things and they don't realize the origin. Like, let's just say, I've heard many people talk about karma. Well, do people realize that karma is associated with the worship of Buddhist gods? But somehow those things are infiltrated into our society, and many people don't associate that with false religion. How about the Muslims? Muslims would often say, oh, we pray. Oh, yeah, we pray to God. And they do pray to God. The problem is they pray to a different God, not the Lord God Jehovah that we believe in, but they pray to Allah. What I'm saying is you got to have faith in the Lord God Almighty. What is your faith all about? And who is your faith in? So we're talking just for a few moments about this road, this journey from beliefs to convictions. So the road to convictions is based on our faith in the Son of God. Secondly, on our devotion to the Word of God. You see, our devotion to the Word of God must be clear and plain. God's Word is truth. Jesus is truth. The Holy Spirit is referred to as a spirit of truth. And we must worship the Lord God Almighty in spirit and in truth. So let's talk just for a moment about truth, because if we're going to take this journey from beliefs to convictions, we've got to know what truth is, right? Absolute truth. Now, not too long ago, I read a statistic that said that 57% of the people in America who call themselves Christian also believe that there are other ways to get to heaven. Uh-oh. That's a problem. Yeah, 57% of people say, oh, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, but I also believe there's other ways to heaven. Well, what does the Bible say? John 14:6 says, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one goes to the Father except through me. In other words, that's the only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ. That's called absolute truth. Absolute truth means that there's only one way to heaven, and there's no other way. Do you believe in absolute truth? I hope you do. Because we must be devoted to the Word of God. We must be devoted to to absolute truth. We must be willing to seek the truth, believe the truth, live the truth. Got to do it. Now, I'm a sports fan. And when I see a basketball game or a football game, sometimes or watch sports programs, and oftentimes they will interview pro athletes. And I've noticed so many times that many popular sports athletes will say things like, well, I want to give thanks to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I'm fine with that. You know, that praise God. But one of them caught my attention not too long ago. He said that. I want to give thanks to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then a few days later, he was arrested for public disturbance at a bar. Uh-huh. Wait a minute. You're saying you're a Christian, but you're at a bar and you're being arrested? There's something wrong with your testimony. What I'm saying is a lot of people have beliefs, but they don't live by convictions. Don't live by convictions. Not too long ago, actually a few years ago, actor Matthew McConaughey, he was being interviewed about his newborn son, Levi. He was sounding really spiritual in this interview because he said this, I named my son Levi because in the Bible, Matthew is often referred to as Levi. And my favorite verse in the Bible is Matthew 6:22. And 6:22 happened to be the time of day that my son was born. And then as he continued in this interview, he says, well, he was asked this question, are you considering marrying your girlfriend now that you have a son together? He said, no, I'm not ready for marriage. Okay, I was thinking, wait a minute, he's sounding so spiritual, quoting Matthew 6:22, using a biblical name, but yet you're living with your girlfriend. Hello. And sometimes we see that it's so evident that some people, they may have beliefs, But they don't always have convictions. Hopefully you know what I'm talking about, right? And hopefully you are one of those who have beliefs, but you also live by convictions. That's a great place to go. And today I'm encouraging you to take the journey. Where? From beliefs to convictions. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to do a short break, and then we'll be right back because I've got some more things I want to talk about. Convictions, it's good, okay? Really good. Rising Hour is what you're listening to, and Rising Hour is brought to you by Fortress Church. We are located in the northwest area of San Antonio at 7760 Prue Road between Babcock and Bandera Road. If you are looking for a home church, come on by and join us. We gather together for worship every Sunday at 9:15 and 11 o'clock. Feel free to check us out on the web at fortresschurch.org. Feel free to check out our podcast website where you can listen to today's program and other programs of Rising Higher at risinghigher.org. And don't forget that this coming Friday, I'm going to feature my wife. Yeah, not too long ago, she wrote a great article on the topic, The World Is Yours, Helping Women. It's specifically for women. Now, guys, you can tune in on Friday if you want, 5:30. But just for the ladies, it's a message for the ladies called The World Is Yours, Helping You Reach Your Potential. Brenda will be sharing this coming Friday here on Rising Higher. For today, take the journey from beliefs to convictions. We'll be right back. Thank you for tuning in to Rising Higher.
Have you considered a bachelor's degree for your biblical studies? Located in Northwest San Antonio, Christ Mission College now offers a bachelor's degree in church ministries. Christ Mission College, formerly known as Latin American Bible Institute, is a place where you can get a spirit-filled, quality Bible education. We are located at Braun Road and FM 1560, right outside of Loop 1604 and Braun Road. Like us on Facebook, Christ Mission College. You can even apply online. Here's the website, christmissioncollege.org. Or give us a call at 210-688-3101. Are you ready to take your ministry to another level?
Hi, Hi, this is Matthew West. I hope you're encouraged today to go all in. Make the most of the moments that God has given you. May you reach the end and hear him say, well done. Thank you for listening to Randy Garcia here on Rising Higher. Words can't describe the way it
feels. When mercy floods the... Take the journey. That's what we're talking about today. More specifically, as we walk through this series, we're going to take a look at certain journeys that we need to take. Today, we're looking at the journey from beliefs to convictions. Now, praise God for beliefs. Beliefs are good. But can we go deeper? Can we go to convictions? Well, we started off today by I give you a little definition of convictions, and we're kind of like breaking it down. Let me give you this definition. Core values or convictions are this: biblical standards that dictate our lifestyle based on our faith in the Son of God, our devotion to the Word of God, and our dependence on the Spirit of God. Is that what defines your convictions? So let's take a look at it. We kind of looked at the first portion, that our convictions are based on our faith in the Son of God. We looked at, secondly, our devotion to the Word of God. Let's take a look at our dependence on the Spirit of God. We must be found faithful in being led by the Spirit of God. Romans 8:14 says, because those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. We must be led by the Spirit of God. I believe more than anything, we need to understand that we've been called to stand up for righteousness. For some reason, God has chosen us to live in the United States of America. And I want to say that my heart is saddened when I see what's going all around us, more specifically, the morals and convictions of the people of our great nation have been watered down. And it seems as though Christians, Christ followers, don't have the same solid convictions that we used to have years ago. And I want to encourage you to stand up for righteousness. Even when it comes to, let's just say, voting, it's important for us to vote. And I never tell anybody who to vote for. I do tell people how we should vote, and my recommendation, how should we vote? We should vote the Word of God. What does the Word of God say? What does the Word of God say about certain issues? Now, some issues in our nation deal with political issues, and others deal with biblical issues. There are many, many issues on certain dockets that really the Bible has lots to say about it. Like, let's just say, should we vote for those who are pro-faith? How about pro-life and pro-marriage between a man and a woman? All these things are based on the Word of God. Are you willing to go from beliefs to convictions? Do you vote according to your convictions? When some politicians, it doesn't matter to them where they take their stand when it comes to pro-life or pro-death or you know, right to life, so to speak. Others, doesn't matter to them about marriage. They may say it's a choice of the people. Yeah, but what happened to God? Are you okay with those who have that perspective to literally take God out of the picture? Are you okay with that? Or do you vote according to your convictions? Proverbs 14:34 says this: righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. So a lot of people, they're concerned about issues like the economy, oil and gas, health care, taxes, immigration, foreign relations, and war and environment. And I understand that. I'm not saying they're not important. But how about those spiritual issues like abortion and same-sex marriage? Yeah, some don't place that in prominence. But once again, do you vote according to your convictions? Now, there are so many things that we need to understand when it comes to what's happening in our world. And I am taking these few moments to encourage you to have a convictions checklist, right? What is it that you believe in as a Christ follower? Are you a Christ follower? If so, do you believe in what the Bible says about spiritual issues? It's true that the Bible does not address certain things, certain issues that we're dealing with. The Bible doesn't. Even when it comes to our fellow brothers, there's so much hatred that has been born. What does the Bible say? We need to love all people. We shouldn't judge people. That's what the Bible says. But also, we need to take a stand for our Christian beliefs. In Florida, a 67-year-old man was arrested because he handed a stranger a gospel tract. Wow. In California, a man spent 3 days in jail for playing Christian music in a public park. I say that because I kind of believe our freedom of worship is under attack. And I do believe we need to take a stand on our convictions for religious freedom in a nation that was established on biblical principles. And if this is important to God, I believe it should be important to us. Does it mean that the issue of our American economy is not important? I'm not saying that. It is important. But I do believe that what's more important is a morality in the spiritual issues of our country. Because what does the Bible say about that? The Bible says this: what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world, but yet loses his soul? The spiritual issues, I'm going to say, are more important than economic issues. And there's some people who are scared of the economy. What happens if the economy falls? What happens if we go into a recession? Oh, what happened? Yeah, someone with that mentality, pretty much they lack faith. Those are, if you get scared, if you get worried, by the way, those people who worry are really not putting their faith in God. So I want to encourage you, find out about the spiritual issues that are all around us. So when you vote, are you being led by what the media is feeding you? Are you being led by the Holy Spirit? The road to convictions must be based on your dependence on the Spirit of God. Let me give you an example of the difference that spiritual issues have in our society. Now, when it comes to drug rehab and getting back on track, statistics show that about 20% of individuals who complete a government-oriented drug rehab program stay clean. But statistics also show that 86% of the individuals who complete the Teen Challenge Rehab Ministry, they stay clean after 5 years. What's the difference? It's the Spirit of God. Wow. 20% in the governmental drug rehab programs, that's what statistics say. And then when they go to Teen Challenge, which is a spirit-filled, Bible-based drug and alcohol rehab ministry, 86% stay clean after 5 years. Wow. Huge difference. What's the difference? God. That's the difference. That's the difference. It's up to you to bring godly convictions to our nation. It happens wherever you're listening to me. We got to stand up for our convictions, no matter what state of the United States you're in, or even if you're living in another country listening to me via the internet here in Rising Higher. I want to encourage you to take the journey from beliefs to convictions and vote your convictions. In England, in the 1800s, a man named Richard McClure was being tortured for his faith in God. He declared his uncompromising convictions on the Word of God. He was told that if he did not renounce his faith in God, then he would be killed. Richard said the following words: that what I said with my lips, I will seal with my blood. In other words, go ahead and kill me. Yeah, I said it with my lips, and I'm willing to follow through with my blood. Here's what Howard Hendricks once said. I love his quote. He said, a belief is something you'll argue about, but a conviction is something you will die for. Yeah, do you have convictions? Are you willing to take the journey from beliefs to convictions? Well, the year was 1971, and 30 people were gathered together to worship the Lord in an underground church in the Soviet Union. The doors in the back of this underground church burst open, and 4 Soviet soldiers interrupted their worship with these cries: deny Christ or die. As they pointed their rifles, they shouted, you have 1 minute to walk out of here and if you do so, you will live. But in walking out of here, you would be denying Jesus Christ as Lord. If you choose to stay, that means you will die for the Lord. You must face the consequences. Beginning with one of the deacons of this underground church, many people walked out of the door. In fact, most everybody walked out of the door. And 60 seconds later, only three people remained. And they were making this statement, "We will never deny Christ. We will never deny Christ." They were living their convictions. They went from beliefs to convictions. They were willing to take that journey. These three individuals says, "We will never deny Christ." It was at that point that the four Soviet soldiers put down their rifles and said, "We will never deny Christ either. We've been looking for a church with genuine believers, with strong convictions. We were longing to worship the Lord God Almighty with true believers. Now that the fakes are gone, let's have church." Convictions. Wow. I hope that's the way you live. And today, hopefully, we've been challenged with that. Tomorrow, we're going to continue this. Take the journey. More specifically, today, we've been looking at take the journey from beliefs to convictions. Beliefs are good. Amen. You have beliefs. Praise God. But can we take it a step further? Can we take the journey to go to convictions? That's the way we need to live. We're going to share a few more things, a few more thoughts about that tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in to Rising Higher, brought to you by Fortress Church. We're going to have to come to a close. Check us out on the web at fortresschurch.org. Once again, fortresschurch.org. And don't forget about Friday's program here in Rising Higher. My wife is going to be sharing. She wrote a great article called "The World Is Yours." It's specifically for women. Now, you guys can listen in. No, not a problem. But I want you to hear this. My wife, Brenda, is going to share on Friday here on Rising Higher. For right now, be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ and live by convictions.
Hey, this is Natalie Grant. My favorite Bible verse is found in 1 Peter 5:10. I happen to know this is also my friend Mandisa's favorite verse, and that's because it's just a really good one. It says, "The God of all grace, after you have suffered a while, will strengthen, perfect, establish, and settle you."